This is the Ministry of Silly Talk.
Silly Talk.
Ministry of Silly Talk.
This is the Ministry.
This is the Ministry of
Silly Talk.
This is the Ministry of
Silly Talk.
Thank you for listening to my daddy's stupid podcast. And remember, his head is full of doo-doo, so don't listen to anything he says.
That's very funny.
And we're back! Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Ministry of Silly Talk, where we are in a single take going to do the intro.
No re-records.
No, absolutely not. This episode is brought to you by Shirt Caviar. Use promo code OGA to save 10% on your order today. Shirt Caviar, squat down and shirt yourself.
And after you do that, hit the hotline at 847-665-9238. Let us know about the consistency and smell. We need anything over there, people. We're getting nothing. We need something.
Something. You can text it. You don't even have to call.
You can screenshot texts from your friends and just send them to us.
Send them to that. All right. And also, listen, guys, don't forget, patreon.com/onegramarmy. Old episodes of previously defunct podcasts where we're learning how to do this. They're insanely unhinged. I had to take them off of YouTube because they were messing up the algorithm. Yeah. And also, this week, premiering on patreon.com/onegramarmy, the all-new podcast, Porch Pirates.
Porch Pirates.
Yeah. We've discussed it on several occasions. A lot of discussions happen on that porch.
Just a little pregame, us chopping it up, you know.
And a lot of the discussions on the porch are not YouTube friendly.
Yeah, or may not be something that we want to necessarily represent to everyone in the world, but the people that we trust enough to pay us,
of course,
can listen.
Yeah, and it's about our personal lives. Yeah, and it's about whatever.
Certain things that may not be privy to.
And even
podcast.
Just you get to hear us describe the world around us, and the audio on those podcasts is specifically designed to be significantly different than this. So I hope you'll enjoy that. Don't forget about that. And
it's
while
a very fly on the wall feel.
Yeah, absolutely. For the front porch. And while you're at it,
like, comment, and subscribe on YouTube. Audio available where you get podcasts. Spotify. Hit us up on Spotify. It's absolutely on there. And, you know, give us some listens. Share it out to people.
Audio subscribe. Is available wherever you get podcasts.
Anywhere you get podcasts, it's available.
Yep. It's one of the most widely available podcasts in the world. Speaking of which, the person who coined that phrase, if you've been with me for long enough, Tony over at Pod Caviar, also the CEO of Shirt Caviar and a great many other things, has recently dropped a mixtape. We talked about it last week, and like I said last week,
I've never met Tony. What I've seen and heard of him through your podcast clips and just discussions we've had, seems like a hilarious individual.
Yeah. And he was,
and the content you showed me with his mixtape is great.
It's fantastic.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah. And he, and me and him go way back too, to rapping days. You've probably heard him in the back in the past.
Pale Eats Sans Beats.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if we knew
that. I mean, you never heard that.
But that is one of my greatest bars for those of you who are.
And he slow mo back looked at me at the McDonald's and was like,
"Yeah, don't forget to patreon.com/onegramarmy. You can go back and listen to me and Tony listen to every piece of music we'd ever recorded.
Oh, is the Greg Allman one on there?
Yes. And no, we've discussed this. It's hard to discover. We will bring that back. But almost every piece of music we ever recorded is available on patreon.com/onegramarmy. You know,
it's
listen,
worth it.
You start somewhere, and at some point we were rappers, and Tony, to his credit, is back with, and like I said last week,
if you were ever a rapper, are you ever not a rapper, or are you always a rapper of some description?
That's true. It's like being a Marine.
Yeah, it's just there, isn't
it? You know, at some point, if I needed to.
Yeah, it's like you don't get the haircut, but.
Yeah, if I needed to, you can develop those skills back again and come back at them. Tony, though, I don't know, like I said last week, I don't know exactly what he's up to, but
it's something.
It's really good.
Yeah.
And so I figured we'd start this podcast with one of the tracks off of the mixtape. You can check in the show notes. There will be a link.
Do we know the title of this one?
I think the mixtape itself is called "Oh, By the Way, I'm Gonna Kill Cupid." Whatever.
Valentine's Day is a good time for that to come out.
So I left my wallet at home.
You left your wallet.
So I don't have any money with me right now.
Ah, shit. Yo, they got the double fish filet. That's what I'm getting.
I'm assuming this is a sort of a skit about, you know, being at McDonald's with a woman who has no money.
Yeah, and you're
and
just,
he's about to max.
And he will let a hoe start.
You gotta bring your wallet, shit. I mean, you missing out.
This
goes hard.
You ain't got tap, nothing. I mean, we next in line, so
Let me get that double fish filet. And I need it made fresh today.
Yes, you do.
And let me get double cheese on that thing. And throw some bacon strips on that thing.
Bacon ties the room together like a good rug.
I need the meal in the large size.
Like, go big or go
bacon
home,
ties the room together right? Like a good rug.
With a large Sprite and large fries. Meal so good, my eyes tear up.
You think you hungry now? Wait, you see him bring it out. Man.
I'm gonna need two pies.
You think it's for you, but it's just for me.
Two pies. Matter of fact, make flur me.
That's how I feel.
Pointing to the best table.
This is really amazing.
The best table and the best seats. Closed, really quiet, brings it all together.
Actually, let me reserve the VIP suite.
You can only do that if you got enough points in the app.
Let me get some nuggets and an
appetizer.
Secret menu shit, I'm putting you on. Game.
Large ain't enough, let me supersize ya.
They ended that.
I discover something new every time.
He said something about the ball pit.
He's like, yeah, no, but you can sit in the VIP area. We only do that if you got enough points in the app.
I'm a straight violate this meal.
The kid had to kick me out of three of these motherfuckers.
And that's all for my order. Who her? She ain't getting nothing. You see, she ain't got a wallet. That girl can't communicate. And closed mouths don't eat, so
I'll let a whole store.
Says brilliant.
I'll let a whole store.
Oh, man. It almost seems like he may have been this scenario.
Oh, no, this is very specific.
Yeah. I'll let a whole store.
I'll let a whole store.
Oh, she's not having anything.
I'll let a whole store.
Here's a message.
I tried to pack this up, my son. I was going to give it to you. Store. No, you weren't. No, you were not. You ain't even got no heart like that.
I'll let a whole store.
My account says 000 in all three accounts.
I'll let a whole store.
I ain't even known that shit was in the nab negative.
I'll let a whole store.
By any means necessary.
Here comes another guy.
This banger may make you swerve your shit until.
Oh Lord, call the ambulance!
This mixtape is sponsored by
thatcaviar.com.
Does this not sound like a lawyer commercial on the hip hop station in Macon? That is awesome.
I just told you, bitch. thatcaviar.com.
Oh, where'd you get this mixtape?
I just told you, bitch. thatcaviar.com.
I'd probably get killed by my ex with a gun, cause she be getting mad and I don't really give a fuck, son.
Yeah, go to LA Caviar's. Go to at Navi having it on YouTube. It's the LA Caviar page. Good Lord, this is... It's an epic piece of art. Yeah, like, this is amazing. I really have enjoyed every second of it.
I would kind of like to get some backstory on the muse of said mixtape.
I don't think you'd do. I don't know that you'd be willing to share that publicly, but...
No, I would just say me. I would like to get the backstory.
But it is phenomenal, so go check that out. And that is also... that's Tony from SureCaviar.com. Use promo code OGH, save 10% on your order
and
today.
He will... Let a host starve.
And yeah, if you don't use promo code OGA, he's going to eat several fish fillets right in front of you.
Yeah, with extra cheese and bacon strips.
Bro, when he was like, oh, her, she didn't have her wallet.
Yeah, she didn't get, when he goes, oh, you can't tap or nothing? Because in 2025, bro, like not having the wallet's not an excuse anymore. You know what I'm saying?
And I mean, you know, to be fair, McDonald's can be a bit pricey, but you know, you ain't got 10 bucks. So.
Well, I'm just, that's the, you know.
I'll let a host starve, you know.
If it comes between me and 10 bucks.
We don't need to fucking practice, Randy.
All right, so, we had other stuff we need to discuss. I really am so happy for Tony, though. And, like, I've been listening. First of all, here's another fun thing. If you go to his YouTube page, the mixtape, there's no breaks in it. He uploaded it.
So it's just like 30 minutes.
It's a 38-minute single YouTube video with no chapter marks or anything, just like back in the day when a mixtape would be on YouTube. Yeah. And you'd be like, how do I get to the individual songs?
He just made it. Yeah. Put it on there.
Put some bacon on it today.
I'll let a whole store.
Yeah, we may get back into some of that because I am really
I might get a t-shirt. That should be on Shark Caviar right now. Just a t-shirt that says, I'll let a whole store and have a double fish fillet.
Oh, yeah. Tony.
Tony.
Yeah. 1% listen to that.
Yep. To the one. That's to the right. Ministry of Silly Talk.
Save 10% of your order today. Of a double fish fillet. He was, and here's the other thing too. That's very specific because it is.
That is an extremely specific order.
Yes, and it's something I know about Tony too, who is in significantly better shape than I am.
Doesn't eat that way, or that's his.
He will go. I have seen him when we used to podcast together. Sometimes he'd be like, "Oh, I hadn't ate. I want to bring some food," and he would just like
smash
Big Mac, massive. Double, triple, quarter pounder situation, but that would be like all he ate that day.
I've never met the guy. He looks like he's a large American on the not like fat, but like a big guy, but 6 foot probably.
Yeah. Plus. He's not. Yeah, and he's not fat.
Like, no, but like he's a big guy. Yeah,
but he would consume some calories. So I believe that when the double fish fillet came out, he ordered it.
He was
with
on it.
Cheese and bacon.
No,
is how I would like to eat it.
I almost believe that this all really happened, except for the part. Where he didn't feed her.
No, he just is very specific.
No, I mean, I think he fed her, and I think he's annoyed by it, so he's made a song about
in
it.
In this instance.
Are you thinking that
he's
fed up at this point, and he let the host starve.
Let a host starve. Nice. Like, it was over.
That's some G
and
shit.
And she was like, oh, I don't have any money.
Too goddamn
bad. Oh, you can't tap? I'm going to get a double fish fillet today. Hell yes. Fuck yeah, Tom. Good stuff, man. It really is. It's so much fun. And like I said, we'll get back into
I enjoy hilarious content that I know was made by just an individual. You know what I mean? Just a guy, you know?
Oh, like,
that's awesome.
No,
hilarious.
He really has stepped it up. And he spent a lot of time on that. And it deserved to be shouted out. And the rest of that is insanely funny. Even this part of it is one of my favorite parts.
Well, those ad lib or tags or whatever you call them.
They're so good.
What would you call that? A tag, I guess?
Yeah.
This banger may make you swerve your shit until...
Oh, Lord! Got an ambulance!
This mixtape is sponsored by...
at caviar.com.
Oh, where'd you get this mixtape?
I just told you, bitch.
Now, while you're listening to it, the 38-minute continuous video, like, you're noticing the change in song, right?
But yeah.
All the songs are about 2 minutes, probably, like, or something.
It's
hard to tell.
It's a roller coaster.
It's a thing.
That's
awesome.
Cause she be getting mad and I don't really give a fuck, son.
Yeah, it's... It really is it's a very specific work of art.
That's cool. I love stuff like that. Yeah,
and I am more than happy to promote it here because
that's
so funny.
Well, I can just imagine, like I said, don't know the guy, but I can just imagine this individual like in his, wherever he records his stuff.
Yeah.
Just focused in and like.
He just got a really nice apartment in downtown LA. Now that he's out of a certain situation that may have been the muse for this piece of work. This is like, remember 808s?
I'll let a whole story.
Remember when Kanye did 808s and Heartbreak? This is Tony's 808s and Heartbreak.
Okay.
And it is so good. This banger may make you swerve your shit.
Somebody called an ambulance.
Somebody called an ambulance. I just told you, bitch.
That's so a call back good, to him having to tell her something.
That is so great. Good, dude. The whole thing. But yeah. All right. What else were we supposed to do here? Because we're
in other news, and I may skip something on the line items there.
Whatever you got.
You showed me a vid yesterday. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to record yesterday, but I was feeling pretty damn lazy. Didn't want to leave my house, so I didn't.
Fair.
And, sent me a video about 8 o'clock at night after I had been chilling.
Is this related to your Metallica shirt?
Yeah, we're getting there.
Oh, okay.
And so he sends me a video.
Then let's get there.
Yeah. He says, oh.
This banger may make. Sorry. Swerve your shit into a podcast conversation.
Yeah. So anyway, I get sent a video of Ja Rule rapping on a Metallica riff.
I did not know this existed before I sent it to you.
Yeah, and I had never heard of this, and Ja Rule is...
Sorry.
Ja Rule is one of the worst, but you make your own opinion.
Listen, here's the thing about Ja Rule. And again, I will often get deep into like some weird hip-hop head stuff. A lot of people our age will think of the pop songs of our youth as bangers, right?
Yeah.
I always pretty much felt like Ja Rule sucked. And Ashanti couldn't sing. Listen, these are bangers. Look, you know, the first time someone touched my wiener was to one of these songs or whatever. Like, whatever you think about your time
the
at
nostalgia
that age.
Behind that is one thing.
Yeah, but I guess I could have said nostalgia, but...
Sorry.
I could have just said nostalgia. Yeah. But yes, that's what I was going for.
But I think it's unequivocally known that these are terrible songs and terrible artists.
Yeah. He really did. And it was part of the whole thing with him and 50 Cent's beef was that like 50 Cent made fun of him for singing, but 50 would kind of sing. But the quality of the output was
1,000% different.
It was, yeah, it was inarguable.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is a word, but
it is today.
It is right now.
Yeah, we got it.
But Ja Rule was guilty of just a never ending string of songs where he went and sung in that voice. I didn't know this existed. I don't own the Ride the Lightning shirt, but I love Metallica.
Most people from our era.
Yeah.
At least, even if they're not people that like that type of music, know some Metallica and enjoy some Metallica.
Of course. Yeah. And I'm even, you know, this could be a conversation for another episode, but I actually, you know, I like the Black Album.
Not it too, yeah.
You know, I think that it was crazy. And it's crazy too. There's people our age who are like, everything after the Black Album. But like the Black Album was good. It's full of bangers.
No, the Black Album to me is their pinnacle. Everything after that is.
Yeah. And Ride the Lightning's phenomenal.
Are you kidding?
Don't get
Master
me started.
Of Puppets. We will.
Yeah. We don't even have to get into it.
That's why it's so embarrassing to see them even. It's like, what manager told y'all this is the guy that you want to cross over to the hip hop genre? And I can't stand. I'm going to get a little soapbox here.
Go ahead.
I cannot stand the hip hop heavy metal mashup.
It's so hard to do.
It's so hard to do well. And. Okay, I am a anti-Jay-Z. I'm not a Jay-Z fan at all. I don't enjoy his music. I feel like he's overrated as hell. Whatever. Mm-hmm. That's just my personal opinion. They did that, and Linkin Park has an interesting sound. Not a huge fan, but I get why people would maybe like them.
Yeah.
And people were just all over that album they did together.
Yeah.
And it was just Jay-Z talking over Linkin Park screaming like, what? Do y'all think this is cool just because they told you it was supposed to be? Like, I don't get it.
We're in total agreement. And so coming up young, I really always respected Jay-Z a lot, right? And I thought that, like, oh, this is pretty dope. Like, what he do? Oh, and he doesn't write, and he just goes in the studio and kind of rambles, and it's not punched. It's like he just has all this stuff in his head. So I thought he was a God MC. Hova. Genius. That's why he calls himself that. Excuse me. Every creative project outside of him just making an album has been just him shoehorning his music into other stuff, right?
Yeah.
So that Linkin Park album, to be fair, I wasn't a huge Linkin Park fan, but they do have some melodically interesting,
they have interesting
bits
stuff,
of music.
Yeah.
I'm not, it's not, screamo's not my thing, but
it's not going to make your playlist, but if it's on, it's all
right. Right. Yeah. They just took their music and put Jay-Z in it at the same beats per minute.
Yeah.
And then toured it and sold an album and made a bunch of money.
Just because they were both that hot at that time.
And really what, other than recently, which I think is somewhat cathartic that it turns out Jay-Z may or may not be a, like when they made a big screen adaptation of I keep wanting to say the Big Lebowski, but the Great Gatsby. They made a big screen adaptation of that, and I remember seeing that, and they were like, music by Jay-Z, and I went, this could be cool, right? Because we had Kill Bill and Kill Bill 2 that were the music was produced by the RZA.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm assuming Jay-Z and
talent
the
gap.
I'm assuming that Jay-Z and Kanye West and all these people are going to come together to make a soundtrack for this movie.
That's badass.
That's awesome and normal. It was not. It was just that movie, and then every now and then to be like H to the Izzo. Like it was literally just his music, like album tracks. Like it wasn't cool, it wasn't designed, it was just ham-fisted
he
in there.
He is a billionaire from not fucking trying.
Yep.
And that's fine, whatever. He ain't got, I have never spent a single penny on Jay-Z material, so I don't care.
I am also of the ilk where it's like, okay, Jay-Z has more hits, but Nas is significantly better.
What? Like, to me,
I mean, it's not even really in the same conversation.
This may sound ridiculous to you, but to me, Jay-Z is in the same conversation as MC Hammer.
No, I feel
Nas is in the same conversation as Andre 3000. And that means something to me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Jay-Z and MC Hammer, Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
Sorry. Not trying to be disrespectful, and from what I've heard, I don't know this, but from what I've heard, all the gangster shit that Jay-Z talks about are just stories that he heard from the hood. Anyway, he wasn't even living that shit.
Yeah, there's a whole,
and that's a whole, I don't know that, but if that's the truth, then you're double lame.
And whether it's good or, and I also subscribe to the idea that like your music is good or it isn't, but I do see what you're saying, because even as a shorty, when Jay-Z and Nas started beefing, I was deep in like Raucous Records and Pharoah Monch and Mos Def. And when Jay-Z and Nas somehow were now at odds, I thought, well, this is apples and oranges. Like Jay-Z,
we have a pop guy and an actual MC.
Yeah. And a real actual MC. So I don't,
that's what I mean. I don't even put them in the same category.
Yeah.
And that's like something we mentioned about this video here with this idiot. And we were like, what if DMX?
Yes.
And then you said DMX would have embarrassed himself. And then I brought up what you agreed with. No, DMX would have made this hard as nails.
Let's go ahead and see this video, because this has really been a shit on Jay-Z festival. And we've gotten way off. I'm not disagreeing with it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck Jay-Z. What's up? Sorry, I kind of want to listen to Ether now.
I'm gonna go home and watch Belly.
Yeah, whiskers like a rat compared to beans. You whack, and your man stabbed under. Man, you take the blame. You ass. Dude, he went off. Dude. You a fake, a phony, a pussy, a stand. And Eminem murdered you on your own shit. Nas, and which is true, dude, bro. Nas Renegade is a great track.
Eminem is
Jay shouldn't even, and Jay went off on that. I'm not gonna lie, like Jay-Z's verse on Renegade is fine.
But who told him to do one with him?
Well, you know, record label. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, why get eviscerated?
Yeah,
especially but when you want to consider yourself the best, and then you actually have the best in the room, and you let him do his thing.
Yeah, because I do like where
Jay's,
what do
you think Eminem's
like,
gonna come?
How
soft
you judge music
Jay-Z?
That thugs with nothing relate to it? I bring you through the ghetto without riding around, hiding down, ducking strays. From misguided youth stuck in their ways. Like, Jay-Z went off on that. But Eminem also was like,
he eviscerated him.
I'm the king of ludicrous lyrics. They put the youth in hysterics. Like, yeah, no. Eminem.
Dude.
Yeah, sorry. All that being said,
this guy is also
Jay-Z's
a rapper.
Jay-Z's amazing.
Yeah, this guy's also a rapper.
Compared to this. Yeah. And so... We got here. We're just at the hater hour right now.
It's 8 o'clock on a Sunday.
Gosh. Yeah, Ja Rule though apparently, and I didn't know about this until I sent you this video.
Yeah, I didn't either. I was still even skeptical.
And I had to look it up. So the deal is here is that, so James Hetfield was in rehab, I guess. Like okay. You know, the band was sort of on like a hiatus because you know they,
early 2000s.
Yeah, and. They just had like these leftover riffs and they gave, and this was supposed to be for a movie called Biker Boys, which someone in the comments mentioned
out,
like, oh, this song was in that movie. And I was like,
I don't remember the song. I do remember the movie or that it existed.
But like, apparently
I think he was in it actually.
Of course. Yeah. No, he was in a bunch of nonsense. One day we'll do a whole thing about the, Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. He was in,
I didn't know that existed.
Or not Jean-Claude Van Damme, Steven Seagal.
Oh, that makes sense.
He's
that
in
tracks.
A great Steven Seagal movie. A real,
a real
banger. This banger
will make you swerve your shit.
Call an ambulance. I do need to put Tony shit on the soundboard because that is going to have
up.
Value over and over again.
For sure.
But anyway, before we take a break.
We haven't even listened to it yet. That's how bad it is, though.
Because I don't want to hear
it. Yeah, I don't either.
So, the video even says this song plays on a loop in hell. Okay, so anyway, Metallica was looking for some money to pay their rehab bills, and Ja Rule was willing to do this. And this wasn't an era where, like, Ice Cube was doing songs with Korn, Method Man did Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, but
the
Limp
Bizkit
existed.
Yeah. But, dude, this sucks so bad. This sucks so bad. I'm a rock star, baby. I don't understand why the video too is Swiss Beats and them like having like weird little gambling in here. Like how much money could possibly be involved? All right, we just have to listen to it because I got to go to a break and I am going to.
It's bad. We don't have to listen to it, do we?
Look, we brought it up.
Okay.
What?
Who said that?
Maybe somebody did say that, like he's making music again.
Okay,
terrible.
The only way we can recover this is to break these bars down, okay? Okay, you're Hulk Hogan. I'm fast cars, fast broads.
I'm a rock star baby.
Born in the USA. Okay. Now, here's an interesting line. He's gonna hit the highway on his Harley.
And do 30? So you're gonna commit suicide?
I guess maybe you're slowing traffic up and you're, you know,
you're just that cool.
You're just, I hate this so much.
It's so bad.
Blowing L's taking it easy.
Okay, so maybe he's high and he's driving slow.
We can all relate to that. Any woman that won't please me, I give her up. Any woman that won't please him, he gives her up.
Okay. I mean,
I don't know why you're so like loud about that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's not a brag.
This woman who's not interested, I stop calling her.
Yeah, oh, you won't suck my dick? Well, I won't let you.
Yeah. This woman don't like me, I just stop calling her. Please, may I give her up?
And she put me on a restraining order.
I mean, well, it really isn't even that.
She tried to say I was stalking her.
That would be way more interesting because he's like, if they won't please me, I'll give her up. I'm like, okay, well.
All right, you're going 30 down the highways. You're obviously redacted.
Yeah.
Just how retarded are you?
Had that one on deck. If you think you touch a rule, man, give it up. And I know y'all are saying,
damn, he did it again. Oh,
that last part, though.
What's upsetting is that there are several multimillionaire superstar big hit
talent
makers.
Motherfuckers in there.
Metallica, Swiss Beats. Not even talking about this guy.
Yeah,
Metallica,
no. Swiss Metallica Beats, and Swiss
other
Beats.
Other people who have made huge records, platinum, blah, blah, blah.
Undeniable.
And they signed off on this.
Yeah, Metallica's, arguably the biggest band in human history. Like Led Zeppelin,
worldwide,
all that, blah, 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 blah. They never performed for 500,000 people in Russia. Whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you can take it how you want to. But I agree with you, like, and then Swiss Beats is in there, and there are producers in there. That's an expensive studio.
Yeah.
All of that weird shit with, like, money on the keyboard seemed very forced and
silly.
Well,
that's very early 2000s MTV Cribs-esque hip-hop culture thing, and that's fine. That doesn't bother me as much as how terrible the goddamn song is.
Yeah.
If the song was a banger and they were playing CeeLo in the studio, don't care.
Yeah. If I was in there, I'd have been like,
have fun with my 100. Don't you pray for me.
That's what you just said on your way out. Yeah. Have fun with my 100.
I would have said,
you guys are ripples.
Yeah. That's what it would have been like if we were in the studio.
Because what nobody said was, he did it, did it again. Nobody said that.
Ever said that.
Nobody ever said that.
Oh, my God.
All right. That's
okay, so speaking of Ja Rule, real quick, okay. I just want to hit a side tangent.
Yeah, let's go.
There's a guy that we both know. I'm not going to mention his name because I love the individual. I don't want to put him on blast like that.
Is this me?
No, it's not you. No. I love you too, but this guy, this is the guy that we
Pale
both Eats love.
Sans beats. You didn't put a beat on?
Well, no, but so he invites me to his wedding. This is maybe 10 years ago. It's a long time ago. And he's marrying a special lady who has only lived in a house that has tires, if that makes sense. I'm trying to, very trailer-esque.
No foundations. No foundations or crawl spaces.
No concrete involved. Yeah. So the non-concrete house. anyway, they have the wedding, and we come down for like the rehearsal deal like before the wedding.
Yeah.
At which point I've been told that I have to spend $200 on a scarf on top of the $200 for the renting the tuxedo on a Louis Vuitton scarf, which was fake. So they probably paid $20 for it, but somehow I had to pay $200.
Very specific grift
aesthetic
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also the grift is very specific.
Well, and then had the nerve to send me a text. Hey, I don't remember. Do you have your ears pierced? I said, no, I don't have my ears pierced. Okay, so will you wear clip-ons at the wedding so that everyone has earrings?
I'm having a lot of problems over here, sorry.
I see that. So everyone has earrings in the picture.
As long as you can hear, we're okay.
And I said, no, that's not a thing.
No, you're not an earrings guy.
No. So we come, anyway, we'll get on that some other time. So we come down to the rehearsal dinner or whatever, and then I find out that she wants us to dance down the aisle, like with the, as groomsmen next to the person, while Ja Rule plays with a dance team that they've hired from Fort Valley State.
Again, this is the second time this guy's got married, so maybe he could have been like, damn, he did it again.
but he didn't. What he decided to have was the dance team from Fort Valley State come and do a dance on a Tuesday afternoon in the Eagle Springs Concert Hall or whatever you call
it. This is not a... It's not really an HBCU
type of couple
wedding either, with the couple or
no one involved, no one invited. Yeah, quite the white majority.
Sorry, I'm trying to find.
But no, so you got the Fort Valley State dance team dancing to "What Would I Be Without You" as she walks down. Though instead of the bim bum ba bum. Like human beings get married to. It's Fort Valley State dance team in sequins, the whole deal. I mean, popping and locking hard.
I do want to note, too, this is in no way a admonishment of the Fort Valley dancing dolls.
No, they did great. They did great. They got paid. They got paid what they contracted to do.
Why?
On a Tuesday afternoon at 3 p.m. or whatever it was.
I remember this wedding specifically, and I remember also it being some sort of like weird like loyalty test of being like, hey, you know, I'm getting married, come to my wedding. And I was like, it's Tuesday evening.
I can't.
An interesting time.
And obviously that marriage lasted about 8 months, but you know, like... And the thing is, the person.
That's very funny.
Well, the thing is, the person is someone that I love and respect. And like, while he was with that individual, he was just a different man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like, since he's gotten past that person, he's now married to a person that he's very happy with. He's doing great in life. And I see him and he's him again. And it's funny.
We've all been there.
Yeah. And I make fun of him about it to his face because it's just that's funny, good. You know? But I mean, the Ja Rule thing was.
He got married twice.
Yeah.
And everyone said.
Yeah, damn, he did it again.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Goodbye.
We can always figure something out.
This is the Myth Ministry of Silly Talk.
Ministry of Silly Talk.
This is the ministry of
Silly Talk.
This is the ministry of
Silly Talk.
Thank you for listening to my daddy's stupid podcast. And remember, his head is full of doo-doo, so don't listen to anything he says.
That's very funny.